Good morning. On Sunday, a young girl was holding a sign with a drawing of a coat hanger and the words, "We won't go back." This was at one of the many Unite for Justice rallies around the country to stop Brett Kavanaugh from becoming the next Supreme Court justice. Women dressed as handmaids, they carried signs which said, "Elections matter. We need pro-choice majorities. Get out and vote." And reject Trump's anti-choice Supreme Court nominee. Courtney spoke out. She said, "I've had an abortion. I'm not going to tell you the details of my abortion because I wouldn't expect you to tell me the details of your root canal or your knee replacement or any other medical service you've had." In New York City at Foley Square, under a giant orange hashtag saying Stop Kavanaugh, Teen Vogue columnist Lauren Duca spoke out.
Why do we have senators who would dare to think to confirm a Supreme Court nominee who will shape lives for decades, who will forever shift the course of this country, what it means to be a citizen in terms of voting rights and affirmative action and LGBTQ protections and the family separation of the border? You don't think all that's about to come through the court? Never mind that the president is now an unindicted co-conspirator trying to ram through a Supreme Court nominee who does not believe presidents will be indicted. You should be furious.
About the National Day of Action, NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, said, "There's no doubt that Brett Kavanaugh will overturn Roe v. Wade, attack our most fundamental rights, and uphold Trump's most dangerous policies." With the hashtag Stop Kavanaugh, they put out a mock 2019 newscast. It begins with, "We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a terrifying report from the future."
Millions of people took to the streets today after the Supreme Court's shocking decision to gut Roe v. Wade, with Justice Brett Kavanaugh as the deciding vote. It is expected that at least 16 states will outlaw abortion quickly, and President Trump has already called on Congress to pass a federal ban that would make abortion illegal nationwide. Protesters marched and chanted to defend a woman's right to choose, but in many states, and for many women, these protests were simply too late.
NARAL says if we want to save Roe, we have to fight for it, that it's not too late yet, but that the anti-choice extremist movement is one vote away from swaying the balance of the Supreme Court and achieving their goal of criminalizing abortion, that Brett Kavanaugh is just the guy for the job. Also last night, Gays Against Guns led an action outside the Federal Express office in Midtown for their relationship with the NRA. Activists say after the Parkland shooting, every other major corporation ended their discount program with the National Rifle Association, except for FedEx. In other news, Arizona Senator John McCain died on Saturday, one day after his family announced he would no longer accept treatment for brain cancer. He would have turned 82 on Wednesday. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, who blocked McCain's own White House ambitions, are among those expected to speak at McCain's funeral. McCain had long feuded with Trump, and two White House officials said McCain's family had asked before he died that Trump not attend the funeral services. Vice President Mike Pence is likely to attend. While tributes poured in for McCain and he was applauded in many circles, others point to his warmongering, his pro-Iraq war stance and push for military action in various parts of the world, like the bombing in Yemen, where he was a staunch Saudi supporter. He backed the war and the selling of arms to the Saudis. Meanwhile, New York is honoring John McCain by lowering flags on government buildings to half staff until his funeral later in the week. In other news, the theater world saw the loss of an American legend on Sunday, playwright Neil Simon. He was a master of comedy whose laugh-filled hits, such as The Odd Couple and Barefoot in the Park, dominated Broadway for decades. Simon was the American theater's most successful and prolific playwright in the second half of the 20th century. His stage successes included The Sunshine Boys, Plaza Suite, Sweet Charity, and Promises, Promises. His comedy, The Odd Couple, even became the popular television series that so many have watched. Simon died Sunday in New York. He died of pneumonia. He was 91 years old. And that's some of the news this Monday, August 27th. Back over to you, Michael.